Frag the Mishnah as we continue over here, Masechtas Makkos, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalid. Lahechen Goylem, those who are Chayav Golas for killing Mishaygeg, to where do they go in Golas? And for the Mishnah La'ari Miklat, to the Ari Miklat, literally cities of refuge. L'sholish Abi'ever Yarden, either to one of the three cities that were set aside as Ari Miklat in Aver HaYarden, which is on the east of the Yarden. Today that's Jordan. Or to one of the three cities set aside as Ari Miklat in the land of Canaan, the main part of Eretz Yisrael, west of the Jordan River, of the Yarden. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Es shloisha arim titnu me'ever le'yarden, three of the cities, where the Ritzayach who killed someone b'shagi can run to and be safe, should be in Eivre Yarden. V'es shloisha arim titnu be'eretz Canaan. And three cities should be set aside in the land of Canaan proper. Now the three Ari Miklat that were set aside in Eivre Yarden, they were set aside by Moshe Rabbeinu himself. The three in Eretz Yisrael were set aside by Yeshua, but only after 7 years of conquering the land and 7 years of dividing the land, 14 years later. Now, actually, Nifcharu Shalish of Eretz Yisrael, as long as the three Ari Miklat in Eretz Yisrael had not yet been chosen by Yeshua, the three cities in Eivre HaYarden didn't really work. In other words, they didn't start working yet. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Sheish Ari Miklat Tiyana, there shall be six cities of refuge where the person who killed B'Shay can run to. The Torah puts it together as one number six to teach us that Achiyu Sheshtan Kaltes Ke'echad, none of them work until all six are ready to go. So until the cities in Eretz Yisrael were picked and began to serve as an Ari Miklat for the Ritzach to run to, the one who killed B'Shaygeg, the cities in Eivre HaYarden couldn't provide protection for them either. Now the Mefarshim tell us this shows us the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew at this point that he wasn't going into Eretz Yisrael. He knew that what he's doing, setting aside the three in Eivre HaYarden, he'll never see it work. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'll do the mitzvahs that I can. What works or what doesn't work, and when it works, that's up to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what we have to learn. Sometimes a boy can start learning and it's not going, and he feels, what's the point? It won't be matzliach anyway. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not asking you to be matzliach. Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking you to try. And when the time comes, the things that you set aside, that you maybe never saw the benefits, right away, when the time comes, everything falls into place. And we understand that without you doing what you did, even though you tried so hard that it looked like nothing worked, then nobody would have anything. Rabban Hashem just asks us to try. When things work, that's up to him. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalu, the Mishnah asked, so someone kills someone else, B'Shagi, he has to go into Golas. Where does he go? He goes to the Ari Mikla. There are three in Eivre HaYarden, three in Eretz Canaan. Moshe Rabbeinu set up the three in Eivre HaYarden, but it would take another 14 years before Yeshua can pick the three in Eretz Yisrael proper, and the three that Moshe Rabbeinu set aside in Eivre HaYarden would not go into effect until all six were ready.